Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. The word we're picking up today is the word corrupt. C-O-R-R-U-P-T. Corrupt. Now, that's never a good word. It's never good in a movie or a show or a book that you're reading. If something's corrupt, it's messed up. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's going the wrong direction. It's doing the wrong thing that it was intended to do. It's corrupt. It's messed up. So we're going to pick up some scripture on this today. First one is 1 Corinthians 15:33. 1 Corinthians 15:33, New Living Translation. Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character. Now, I'm kind of pulling this out of context. He's talking to the Corinthian church, and they were just messed up. What he's trying to tell them is, listen, guys, watch who your friends are. Pick your friends carefully. Don't just hang out with anybody. Don't be fooled by people who just say stupid things and crazy things. And I used to tell my kids, don't be hanging out in the locker room, listen to people talk stupid. If somebody's talking stupid, get away from them, go to class, don't hang around them. For bad company corrupts good character. How's it ever going to mess you up? Send somebody into your life, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. So don't do that. Bad company corrupts good character. Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. Genesis 6:11. We're talking about the word corrupt. Now, God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. It was a mess. Adam and Eve got fired from the job, evicted from the house. Kids start killing one another. God saw that the earth that he had made had become corrupt. Why? Satan had become the temporary god of this planet and was filled with violence. The devil kills, steals, destroys. John 10:10. What's the devil do? He's our enemy. He's to be resisted. We're to take authority over him because it's a corrupt place. 2 Peter 1:4. 2 Peter 1:4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruptions caused by human desires. Where's the world messed up come from? Human desires. People desire what's wrong. They want to do what's wrong. They don't want to go to church. They want to read the Bible. They want to think their own thoughts. Well, the Bible says this, think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things. Those other things trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So we are told that we can escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Why? And it's a bad thing, but we've been promised victory. Romans 8:21. New King James Version, Romans 8:21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. What's he talking about? Well, eventually, we're going to put all this thing back in order. This will be a new heaven, a new earth, be a 1,000-year reign of Jesus on this existing planet. It's going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. What's the matter with the planet? It's bound up by the bondage of corruption. Everybody does what they want to do when they want to do it. Nobody knows what's right. Nobody tells the truth. People put radar detectors on the dashboard of their trucks. I don't want to drive the speed limit. I want to drive as fast as I want to drive, violating all the laws. It's a sin nature. The world's consumed with the sin nature. And the sin nature is telling God to shove it up his nose. But one day, we're going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Ooh, that's a, I make a whole seminar out of that. Next scripture. 2 Peter 2:19. 2 Peter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves to corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also is he brought into bondage. He's talking about sin. He said it again. They promise liberty, but they themselves, the people that are promising liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Got to watch who you hang around. I listened to this scripture. I did this when my kids were in high school years ago. I listened to all the scriptures on friends and friendship. I said, watch out who you hang around because you'll become like who you hang around. And then don't do that. You got to know how to pick the right kind of friends. Galatians 6:8. Galatians 6:8, New King James Version. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. Well, do I want corruption? Do I want everlasting life? Do I want to burn in hell? Or do I want to be in the glory of heaven? I want heaven. Well, then I got to put my flesh under it. put your flesh under, because it's going to reap corruption. Your flesh doesn't have anything good in it. One day we get a new body. The body we've got now is damned. It's going back to dust. It's wearing out. It's crinkly. It's wrinkly. It's corrupt. But one day we get a new body. That's why my spirit, my soul, to get in agreement and put my flesh under. Don't let it rule and reign over you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. These people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt. They have turned their backs on the truth. To them, a show of godliness is just a way to become wealthy. He's talking about false Christians, people that act right, talk right, go to church, but they don't know Jesus. Their minds are corrupt. Well, they're in church every Sunday. Yeah, but their minds are corrupt. They've turned their backs on the truth. To them, a show of godliness is just a way to become wealthy. They're trying to act like they're religious to get money, to get business deals. I mean, the Bible said it long before humans said it. God said it. Their minds are corrupt. They've turned their backs to the truth. Then Titus 1:15. Everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, because their minds and their consciences are corrupted. What? What's wrong with these people? Their minds are corrupted. Corrupt, not right. It's like, you look it up, man. You do a dictionary study of the word corrupt. It's not right. God made things to work right and to do right, made marriages to be right. But some people don't want to do right. If they don't, they're called corrupt. So let's not be corrupt. Let's be righteous. The righteous of God in Christ Jesus. We're blessed and highly favored people. God bless you. You have yourself a great day. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.